Hello, thanks for joining me for the Thistle and Shamrock. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Welcome. Thank you. Joe McKenna and Echoes Calling, offering a scent of spring in the mood of his composition there. And all our music this week will take us deeper into the season with musical impressions and notions of springtime. We have a cast to please your senses too, I think. Kim Robertson, Ossian, Moving Hearts, Liz Carroll, Def Shepherd and Pentangle all ahead for you to celebrate what Irish hero Finn McCool called the fair aspected season, which ends the bitter storms that strip the trees of the wood and when the heather grows and fair foliage flourishes. In ancient Celtic mythology, this season is under the aegis of the goddess Bridget, who softened the earth and oversaw the lambing. And the fact that many springs and wells throughout Britain and Ireland are named for Bridget shows how much she was associated with the spring themes of birth and renewal. In our music now, La Lu sing of Bridget, rising with the springtime and greening all the land. Bridget's Kiss is their magical song. First, with the March air, it's Night Noise.
Thank you. now the hunger's all dawning in our land. For the day's unfolding, now the time to follow us. Only have we eyes to see your epiphany.
Kim Robertson with The Morning Dew. Lalou gave us Bridget's Kiss, and from Night Noise we heard The March Air. Let's step now into the world of a people whose lives were more governed by the seasons than most of us anymore, the travelling people, the homegrown, itinerant families of Scotland and Ireland. They would winter in town so that their children could go to school, and then, when spring brought the yellow blossoms onto the broom bushes, that's when they would take to the road again. And I imagine those who follow these ways today still look to that yellow flower on the hillside as the start of the travelling season. Betsy White's autobiography told of the traditional travelling lifestyle, and Adam McNaughton wrote a song named for her story. It's sung here for you by Sheena Wellington, Yellow on the Broom.
Ah, ken ye dinny like it last to winter here in toon? The scaldies always cry us, and they try to put us doon. And it's hard to rear three bairns in a single fully box room. But I'll tack ye on the road again when yellow's on the broom. When yellow's on the broom. When yellow's on the broom. I'll tack ye on the road again when yellow's on the broom. The scaldies cry us tinkler dirt and scones our wains in school. But who cares what the scaldie thinks, for a scaldie's just a fool. He's never heard the yorlin sang or seen the flax in bloom. For they're aye cooped up in hooses when yellow's on the broom. When yellow's on the broom, when yellow's on the broom, they're aye cooped up in hooses, when yellow's on the broom. Nae silver pegs or baskets now, so just to stay alive. I've had to work at scaldy jobs fae 9 o'clock to 5. But we canny man our mester, and we own the world's room, and we'll bid farewell to Breechan when yellow's on the broom. When yellow's on the broom. When yellow's on the broom. We'll bid farewell to Breechan when yellow's on the broom. And I'm weary for the springtime when we tack the road in smear to the plantain and the perlin and the berry fields o' Blair. When we meet up wi' our kinfolk fae a' the country roon, when the gang aboot folk tack the road and yellow's on the broom. When yellow's on the broom, when yellow's on the broom, when the gang aboot folk tack the road and yellow's on the broom.
Logan Water and Pen and Den from Ossian. Sheena Wellington sang Yellow on the Broom, and when the broom bushes display their yellow blossom, it's time for the travelling people to hit the road and for me to put together an hour of songs and tunes drizzled with the flavours of springtime. And that's what I'm doing this week on the Thistle and Shamrock. Glad you're along for the music. And stay with me because we'll be listening together to Def Shepherd, Liz Carroll and Pentangle before our time together is up on the Thistle and Shamrock this week. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie, Katie McMahon with a song in Irish, Till the Sun Comes Up, and Def Shepherd ahead with new tunes from Scotland, Even in the Rain. But we move on in the company of moving hearts. This is May Morning Dew.
Thank you. Chwy mis diach i diach yr e Styr me cart y fan y lan Nes i dwt si lym ni fai tu ddior Bwl yn bors gawn nhw alia Nyr sy'n lan na'n y la Nyr sy'n lan y bwel yr ma Jyn nyr sy'n lan na'n y la Sel y sair dy dos i ali Chyr me ffim y lam y ffog Styr me bris y gawr o mor Hi si dwt si lym
From Deaf Shepherd, a set of tunes they've called Even in the Rain. Katie McMahon sang the Irish song Till the Sun Comes Up, also Níl Sin Lá, the Irish name for it. And from Moving Hearts, featuring the whistle of Davy Spillane. And going back to the 1980s, it was May Morning Dew. Our scent of the season continues here on the Thistle and Shamrock, and I'm realising at this point that I could probably have put together an entire hour of songs beginning with the words One Morning in May. May mornings seem to have provided the conditions for many a song-worthy event, in traditional balladry at any rate. And the one we'll hear describes an encounter between a lady and a soldier, his fiddle playing by the gliding waters and the song of a nightingale, her proposal to him. And in a move unusually honest for a ballad, he tells her that he's already married with 6 children. Or was that just his way of letting her down gently? Anyway, it's coming up from Jackie McShee's Pentangle, The Nightingale, recorded live at the quaintly named Little Theatre, Chipping Norton. First of all, here's Liz Carroll and guitarist Dahi Sproul with The Crow in the Sun.
Thank you. this is an English traditional song. There's lots of different versions of this. Some are called One Morning in May. Some are called One Morning, One Morning, One Morning in May. But we call it The Nightingale.
Spider, you're gobbling.
to see the world as a glide, hear the nightingale sing.
Jackie McShee's Pentangle and the Nightingale. And Liz Carroll with Dahi Sproul before that, with The Slow Air, The Crow in the Sun. We have the Whistlebinkies ahead here on The Thistle and Shamrock, contributing to our musical atmosphere of springtime impressions. And our programme comes to you here on Public Radio from Scotland. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Remember, you're very welcome to request a playlist from us. Just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. And we're on the web at thistleradio.com. The Whistlebinkies now, and Inner Sound.
Thank you.
The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Find out more and listen again online at thistleradio.com. Support for NPR comes from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, working to improve the quality of people's lives by supporting the performing arts, the environment, medical research and child well-being. Information is available at ddcf.org. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. The William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people from diverse backgrounds and ensure that they reach their fullest potential. More information is available at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.